710 ESPN, Mason, Ireland. What is going on? It is a monster day, a monster weekend. We got Lakers Nuggets. They'll play tonight. We'll have the game for you here on 710 ESPN, 6 o'clock tip, 4 o'clock pre. We'll have the game for you on Sunday, which will come after the Rams-Philly game. The Rams 1-point favorites in Philadelphia. Everything is going on simultaneously. All of our sports happening all at once. It really is all happening. All right, so John, we saw the Clippers exit the playoffs, and somebody told me, and I just want to get your vibe on this. Somebody told me it's because the Clippers are cursed. Is it? Do you believe in curses?
Not normally, but in this case, yes. There's no other explanation. Whenever something good happens to the Clippers, it's always followed by something bad. Remember when they got Blake Griffin and then he broke his kneecap in like the first month that they had him out for the season? They get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and they turn out to be emperors with no clothes.
Yep.
What other explanation is there?
But where did this – it is the curse of what? Is it the curse of Donald Sterling?
Maybe.
That still hangs over the franchise?
Could be. I just think they should have moved to Seattle a long time ago. And I think they could have owned Seattle and they could have been Seattle's team. Here, even if they do have a great year and compete for a title, it's still a Lakers town.
Well, I mean, you know, and I'm sure they think that the arena in Inglewood is going to be the big game changer for us. And it's definitely going to be, you know, it's going to be a beautiful arena and all that stuff. But they're always going to be the Clippers. And I think that's the best way to – I think it's the curse of Donald Sterling. I think he's the reason the Clippers are out every year in the second round. Now, somebody brought this up to me. What do you have to say about the Dodgers – 32 years without a World Series title. Is there a curse? 32 years.
But they at least go to the World Series.
They go to the World Series. They don't win it. We haven't won it.
Right.
We've gone twice.
But they, like, you're the one that always argues their seven straight division titles should, you want to hang banners and
claim. Don't want to hang banners.
And yell that. Well, you're the one that says that that's significant.
It is significant.
So how can you say on one hand that it's significant, on the other hand they're cursed?
Because they can't get over the top. They can't get over the top.
This is the year.
I think it is the year. I think it is the year. I think it's going to be a treacherous path. Like, you know, they could get the Reds in the first round, three-game series. The Reds are really good.
We'd have to go up against Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, the Reds are the team we don't want to face. We could face the Giants. We could face the Phillies. But the Reds are in that spot right now. Don't want to face them. Second round, it's going to be the Padres no matter what. And we got a little taste of them. We took two out of three this week. But I think the Padres are really, really good. Pitching-wise, their rotation is one of the best in the National League with Clevinger and Lamet and Chris Paddock. They've got Fernando Tatis Jr. That's a really tough series. That's a five-game series. But if the I feel like this is the year that we're going to get both championships. I think we're getting both championships this year. Wouldn't that be amazing? What would this town?
And then we'd have two virtual parades?
Two virtual parades. Exactly. Two of them. And you know, tonight I think the one thing that's interesting is that, and Frank Vogel talked about this, very different approach in terms of rotations against Denver. We're going to see JaVale McGee and we're going to see Dwight Howard. We did not see those guys with any significant minutes in that last series, John.
Well, I think they're both going to play a lot in this series. But like Anthony Slater said, the Lakers' best lineup may be with just AD at center.
Well, I think,
and playing,
by the way,
guys like Markieff Morris and other people. So
don't we all agree with that? The best position, the best lineup for the Lakers has AD at center.
But I've seen games, Mace, a lot this year where they have the other team has no answer for Dwight Howard. That he gets every rebound and he gets all these putbacks, and he's had two good games against Denver this year.
Yeah.
So I want to see what Dwight can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I have a feeling they will wind up at some point going small. They will put AD on Jokic and they'll say, beat us with a smaller lineup. It's going to be a different rotation than we saw in the last series. I love the Lakers in this spot. I mean, it's hard for me. You heard that promo at the top of the show that Morales did. It's hard for me because I was worried about the Bucks. I basically said, give me the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Bucks versus the field. Well, two of those teams are gone. The Lakers will not have to play the Clippers. They will not have to play Milwaukee. As Brian Windhorst says, it is a golden opportunity for LeBron. It may be, Brian said, it may be his last best, maybe his last best chance at a championship. But this is a golden opportunity for LeBron.
But why would you think that, you know, I keep hearing people say that. Why would you think that the Lakers wouldn't come back as one of the favorites for next year?
They will. But he's saying maybe the last best chance. I mean, next year you're going to have the Clippers, and they'll still be doing their thing in some formation with Kawhi. You're going to have the Warriors back. I mean, it's going to be a tougher year in the West. There's no reason why the Lakers can't win again next year. But what I'm saying is the field has cleared this year. This is a golden opportunity. You're facing Denver and the winner of the Miami-Boston series. You're not getting any of the assumed powerhouses in the National Basketball Association. So I just think this is one they're going to win. It's laid out in front of them. It's straight to the championship.
Okay, so do you believe in curses?
I tend to believe in them, yes.
All right, so when people say there is a Mason curse,
yes,
do you buy it?
I don't, because I would say that most of the games I have gone to in my life, my team has won. Vast majority of games.
Except recently.
Except those World Series games.
Well, and the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
And the LAFC playoff game.
LAFC playoff game. But other than that.
And the USC-Texas game.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, USC-Texas, we were there together. I mean, I've seen my teams lose. I've been there for losses. But,
What's an example of when you've been there for a win?
It would be a decade ago when I was the pregame and postgame host for Los Angeles Lakers basketball.
Wait a minute. What about Dave Shore on the floor?
I predated Shore on the floor. I did 2009 where we lost, and I did 2010
where we won. No, they didn't
lose
in 2009. They won it in 2008, and they won in 9-10.
Won in 9-10. Yeah, no, I did it the two winning years.
And as a matter of fact, in 2010 – which is the last time they won it. They beat the Celtics, which is still a possibility.
Yep.
And in 2009, do you remember where they won the title?
Was it Orlando?
Yep.
Yeah. Was that Joey Buss? Joey accepted the trophy, right.
Yeah. That was his first introduction to the public.
But there is no such thing as a Mason curse. And I'll put up a poll about that.
I don't think that poll's going to go the way you think it's going to go.
I think smart people will get together and say, no, of course there's not a Mason curse. He helped us get that last NBA title in 2010.
No, the curse would be, is for the past decade, has there been a Mason curse? Because ever since then, it's been loss, 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 and loss. It's been 2 Dodgers World Series losses, Rams loss in the Super Bowl, LAFC loss.
Oh, God, you're just...
USC hasn't won anything. All your teams have kind of just circled the drain.
Oh, you know what sucks? I'm just putting this in, and somehow hashtag Mason Curse self-completed. I now, put in hashtag Mason, and it immediately came up Curse.
I was at both of the Kings Stanley Cup winning games. Were you at either one of
those? I was at both of them with you.
So there you go.
So there are a couple wins.
So you're like 2-6 instead of 0-6.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not that bad. It's not that bad. Lindsay, do you believe in the Mason curse?
I think there might be something to it, but
what
I guess
is to it?
We'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I just think it might be a little bit of a coincidence, a little bit more than a coincidence, that you've been to so many important games that your team have lost. And
yes,
it's been over a decade since you've been there for a win.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. I've gone through a dry spell. I just don't believe there's such a thing as the Mason curse. I think it's ridiculous. Most of the games I go to, my team wins.
Let me ask you guys a related question. Do you believe that there is such thing as bulletin board material? In other
yes.
words, can you say or do something that would inspire your opponent to play harder?
Yeah, 100%. Jimmy Butler is a perfect example of that.
Okay, so 11 hours ago, from the Denver Nuggets team Twitter account,
okay,
there is a picture of Anthony Davis standing next to Nikola Jokic. And it now has 1.2, I guess that would be 1.2K, so that'd be over 1,000 comments and 2,800 shares. And the caption the Denver team Twitter account put on this picture is, "The best big man in the league and Anthony Davis." Now, if you believed in bulletin board material, wouldn't you just clip that out and show it to AD?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in stuff like that. I mean, I think there's going to be additional motivation that comes from the fact that today was the day that Giannis accepted the MVP and LeBron, I think, should have won it. LeBron's thinking about that. He's thinking about that.
Just ask Klay Thompson about poking the bear and bulletin board material when it comes to LeBron.
So did you, Jorge just sent me this too, if you believe in numerical type stuff.
Okay, got it.
In the 2009 playoffs, Kobe beat the Rockets in the second round, beat the Nuggets in the conference finals, won his fourth ring in Orlando. In the 2020 playoffs, LeBron beat the Rockets in the second round, facing the Nuggets in the conference final, trying to win his fourth ring in Orlando.
Clyde Drexler told me a story about...
Hey, Michael's here.
Hey, Michael.
Clyde Drexler told me a story about when they played the Spurs in the playoffs. David Robinson had received the regular season MVP that year over Hakeem. And Clyde said he told Hakeem, "Hey, man, he got your trophy." And Hakeem went on to destroy Robinson in that series, if you remember.
So, Michael, you believe in bulletin board
material. Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, you're already motivated anyway, and you have a lot of incentive to win. But when you see something like, if I was on this team right now, I would take that, I would clip whatever that picture is or whatever that caption is or whatever that tweet is and drop it right on AD's locker room and says, "Here, check this out."
So, Michael, while we got you here, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, Mace. I love
different.
Your questions, Mace.
Yeah,
you always ask intelligent questions.
So there's a new reality show that I think you would like to be on.
Yeah.
No chance.
It's called Space Hero.
I heard you talking about this.
An opportunity to go to the International Space Station. Is that something that would be of interest to you?
Michael, no. Well, you're like me. You
I think Michael will
out.
Go.
Michael wants to be camped out in his palatial estate. At
He's
the
got
beach.
An adventurous spirit, John.
Michael, what's the answer?
People have always asked me about this, guys, because I am a space nerd. I am an aviation nerd. Yeah, I am
too.
Obsessed with space and learning about the universe and reading about the orbit of the Earth and all that stuff. And space station. I think the space station is the most magnificent thing ever created by man.
Really?
Oh, Mace, think about it. That thing is up there 250 miles above the Earth, floating around at 17,000 miles an hour. It was put together by five or six different nations, and they can sustain life up there. So, and everybody who's been there says that it changes your life. When you go up there and you look down on the Earth and you realize all you see is the Earth, and this little thin blue line of atmosphere.
Michael, you aren't going on a space station for
me and Michael
year.
To the space station and beyond.
Talking about.
I tell you, I would make you making a good point, Ireland. You have to be very brave to go up there, and because when you come back into Earth's orbit, the reentry is the most dangerous part.
Michael, can I point something out here?
Yeah.
You won't even leave the hotel to go to a restaurant if it's not within three blocks. You aren't going to the space station.
That's true. But you see, I have to look at it this way. If it takes me more than 15 minutes to get, like, to a restaurant.
To Mars?
Yeah. I think by the time you blast off, I think within 30 minutes you're at the space station. So it's worth it for that.
There you go. Michael Thompson in space.
I'd risk it because you're risking the blast off. That's the dangerous part. You could blow up. Or, of course, the reentry. You can burn up in reentry. But once you're up there, you're pretty safe.
But what a great story afterwards, huh?
Oh,
I was in space.
Can you imagine?
I was in space.
Yeah, going up there watching the sun come up like 10 times a day. Oh,
crazy.
That would be so cool, Mace.
Crazy. Tell you what, coming up next, Michael, do you want to play Game of Games?
I'm the best at it, so why not?
Yes, you are. You've won once. We'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Momo is at 3:30, and then at 3:45, we will get you ready with a pre-game. We call that the pre-game. Where Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa join me and John.
Hey, by the way, Michael, was I right in saying that there would not you can't have a revival of Thompson and Trudell because you don't want to drive that far and you would refuse to do it?
Yeah, I would have to. Well, The main thing is, number two, I don't want to drive that far. Number two, they have to pay me like Mason in Ireland, and you know that ain't happening.
Okay. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And in game of games for the month of September, let's see. Who is winning? It's John Ireland with 5 wins in September. Lindsay with 2. Jorge with 2. Michael Three. Thompson, Three. Who will join us for 1 somehow on my show, is tied with me.
And Jorge has 3 now after his win yesterday.
Yeah, Jorge's got 3. So it is time to play. And the game is called Something, Anything, Everything. Now, all four of you, right, will know the answers to these.
Okay.
So John, MT, Lindsay, and Jorge, your name is your buzzer, okay? These are easy, easy questions, so be quick.
It's good. You got everybody represented in this group. You got a black, Hispanic, a lady, and the whitest man in America.
There you go. Man.
What do you mean? Give it up for the gay guy.
Oh, the gay guy. Of course. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about you and your demographic.
All right. Here's question number 1. Groot is a character.
Okay.
Jorge.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a character in Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes.
All right. Jorge is up 1-0.
Jorge's up 1-0. Fill in the blank. Keyshawn, J. Will,
Michael, John.
I said it. I beat
Michael
it.
Michael did get there first.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
And Zubin.
Zubin. Yeah, Michael got there first.
Aha, there you go, Lindsay.
Okay.
You know why, Lindsay? That L takes a little longer to form in your lips than
it's
a
true.
M.
Here we go. What river in Cleveland?
John.
John?
Cuyahoga.
Oh! What river in Cleveland caught fire in 1969? John pulls Cuyahoga out of there.
Really?
Lindsay, I put that in there for you.
I was too busy trying to think of a different name to buzz in with because Michael's right. Lindsay does take too long.
Yeah. Your last name.
What's your middle name?
Nicole.
See, that's bad.
That's quicker.
Yeah, Nicole's
yeah,
quicker.
Go with Nicole. Nicole's go with quick. Nicole.
Okay.
All right. If it's raining really hard,
John.
You say, hey. John.
Nicole.
It's raining like cats and dogs.
It's raining like cats and dogs. Yes, Ireland 2, Michael Thompson 1, Jorge 1. This is number 5. What is Lindsay's?
John.
John?
Nicole.
No. What is Lindsay's?
Lindsay.
Yes.
I assume you're going to ask my dog's name, and it's Chewy.
You're correct. Uh-huh. I was going to ask your dog name.
I should have known that.
So John 2, Michael 1, Lindsay 1, Jorge 1. It is a spirited battle. Number 6, what is the name of the TV show hosted by Mike Greenberg?
John.
John is first.
Ah, Get Up.
Get Up is correct.
Jesus.
I think John has shut it out here. John 3, Michael Thompson 1, Lindsay 1, Jorge 1. Last one's just for fun. What's the name of our program director?
John.
Lindsay.
Boss Betty Pantsuit Amanda Brown.
Correct. John with a commanding win. He increases his lead for the month of September to 6. 6-2
you know why,
over
you know
Lindsay
why,
and Jorge.
You know why I won, Mace?
Why?
Because Michael gave me bulletin board material. He came into our house,
right,
and he started bragging about how he was the best player.
Don't come into our house and tell us he's the best player. Absolutely.
Well, those questions were so easy.
That was the point. They were easy. It was quickness.
Yeah, it's no challenge.
It was a quickness
game,
Michael.
It's like watching Wheel of Fortune.
You've lost a step, Michael.
No, man. But
you've lost a step. Michael beat John.
Make the answers more difficult, like on Jeopardy.
John beat you to the answer every time. You've lost a step, Michael. I'm concerned about you. It's that hip.
Yeah, it was Michael. By the way, I was texting with Dr. Clapper this week. He says your hip is ready.
Yeah.
He's ready for you whenever you're ready to go in.
Awesome. As soon as the Lakers get that 16th win, I'll schedule a surgery.
Excellent. All right, coming up next for you, Momo. Ramona Shelburne is going to join us. We'll talk Lakers Nuggets, which pregame's coming up at the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, followed by a 6 o'clock tip right here on the home of the Lakers, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. We got basketball tonight. Big time basketball. Game one, Western Conference Finals. The Lakers about to take another step towards a 17th championship. They will face the Denver Nuggets. 6 o'clock is the tip tonight. John, I'm disappointed. I put out a poll, as we often do here. For the last decade, has there been a Mason curse? Choice number one, absolutely. Second choice, no, he's LA's biggest fan. John, how do you think it's going?
Hold on. While you're asking me that, I'm going to go to the poll and vote. Absolutely is my answer. And before I guess, I'll say 80% agree with me.
It's not that bad, John. It's 71%. Okay. 29%, though, think I'm LA's biggest fan.
Yeah. Everyone knows Shelly Sterling is LA's number one.
Oh, shut up. All right. Joining
right,
us
Momo?
Right now.
That's funny. That made me laugh.
Momo, it's in writing that Shelly Sterling is the number one fan.
In writing. And if the Clippers would have won a championship this year, she would have got a couple of rings. But, you know, that didn't happen.
All right. So what did happen to them? You were among many who thought the Clippers were going to be an unbelievable team. We all predicted Lakers, Clippers.
Yeah.
What went wrong? Momo, where did it all go wrong?
I got to be honest. I don't think they wanted to be there.
What?
You know, it just felt like the whole time, you know, even from the beginning where Lou Williams was 50-50 and Patrick Beverley was
lap
on
dance,
Sports
Lou.
Center. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. You can say that.
No, Lemon Pepper Lou. Lemon Pepper Lou.
But, you know, Patrick Beverley was on Sports Center with SVP and he's saying, we need more information and we don't know. I mean, they had to have a players meeting to vote on whether they wanted to go to the bubble. Okay.
Yeah.
Then when they had the players meeting in the bubble after, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks walked out, first they vote not to play anymore. Then Doc Rivers huddles them all up again and they have another meeting saying, okay, we'll play. I mean, if you have to be talked into it, you probably don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
is that why
something...
they were so bad in that last game? Momo.
So
they were
bad.
So bad. I mean, that fourth quarter was an embarrassment, an absolute embarrassment. What happened there?
I just thought they got so tight. I mean, just the looks on their faces, like, you know.
I mean, Paul George is like hitting the side of the backboard, for God's sake.
I mean, it was just like everybody let go of the rope.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're in a tug of war and everybody just let go, like, oh, my God. And, you know, my coach in softball used to have this expression, and I definitely could not say it on the radio, but everybody tightened up in a certain spot, okay? Just looked like nobody could breathe. You know, they were all checking the scoreboard every 2 minutes, like, oh my God. And then, you know, when you start getting tight like that and you're playing with fear and you're playing not to lose, it never goes well. Plus, I think when you look at how they played in the bubble, their defense was not great. I mean, you have two of the best defensive players in the league and you can't stop the Jokic, Jamal Murray pick and roll.
Hey,
you can't figure that out.
Momo, what was a bigger meltdown? The Clippers meltdown in the fourth or the Rockets missing 27 threes in a row?
Oh, that's a good question, Mike.
Well, because Mason in Ireland would have never thought of it.
No, I would never. We don't have good questions, Michael. We need you for those.
You got those softball
it's
questions.
A good question. Look, I think the Clippers meltdown is one of the biggest meltdowns I've seen in sports, just because of the expectations on them.
Okay,
now, listen.
Ramona, can I add a third one
yeah,
to biggest
yeah.
meltdown ever? How about Klay Thompson and the Warriors going 73-9 and blowing a 3-1 lead in the finals?
That's a big one, but I didn't think that that one had extenuating circumstances. Right? Okay? Like, that had Draymond suspension there.
Yeah, it's true.
Game five, and you know, like, I'm not saying that wasn't a choke. That was definitely a choke, but they had already proven a lot. And I think the reason why, Michael,
you disagree with that, right? You don't think that the Warriors proved anything because they didn't win it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Nobody. That's why no one talks about the 73 wins, because they didn't validate it with a championship.
You're right. No one talks about the 73 wins. And I don't think they will.
No.
Momo, is there a curse?
Yeah.
There is. What do you think? Normally,
that's the only explanation, right?
Normally, there's a curse that's related to a specific thing. And I almost think it is the Sterling curse.
I kind of do, too. I mean, he still lives.
Yeah. He still lives. You're absolutely right.
Still probably dining outside in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but doesn't that curse get washed away when you include Jerry West?
I would have thought so. I mean, they did. You know, I don't know. Like, Mace, are you like one of those sage and sweetgrass guys? Like, I did that when I moved into my new house.
Yes, I do. I did sage my house when I first.
Yeah.
What does that do? Get rid of the evil spirits?
Yeah.
Clears the decks for you.
Changes the energy.
You set some sage on fire and you hold it in the corners of the room.
You guys, exorcists?
You clap your hand. No, Michael, it's a tradition.
Well,
it's
remember,
a tradition
Michael, Phil
house.
Jackson used to do that to the locker room anytime the Lakers played bad.
Yeah, well, I guess if you believe it, all it does is give you a fragrance.
No, if you believe it, it's real.
Yeah, that's true. That's what George Costanza said, right? If you believe it.
Exactly what George said. So, Momo, I've said on this show that this series is going to be a cakewalk. Where's my cake? What do you think?
I'm going to tell you something, Mace.
Okay.
I picked the Lakers in six only out of respect for the Denver Nuggets. Okay. People I've talked to around the league say they think the Lakers are going to sweep them.
Mm. I mean, really?
Yeah. Like people who you would not guess, people who you would be surprised.
Well, why are they saying that?
Just because the Lakers they have the best playmaker in the game. He's playing at an extremely high level. He can smell that fourth championship. They played exceptional defense in the last round. Like, just, I think it's more the defensive ability that the Lakers started showing. But each series has kind of played out the same way so far. They lose game one. They make all the adjustments they need to. Defensively, they make the adjustments. And then they win it with defense. Like, they know what LeBron has, you know, we kind of look at like, oh, LeBron has to be Superman. But yeah, he does. But they really just need to play great team defense like they've been.
I was tweeting out, Ramona, see if you agree with me. Mm-hmm. I said that the Lakers have the best two players in the game on their roster. Am I right?
Might be. I mean, I don't know if I would give – I don't know if I can give AD that.
Why not?
Yet. I think he could
be. He does everything. He has no weakness in this game. None.
He does, and yet when he was by himself in New Orleans, it's not like they were in the finals.
Well, look, no one could do it by themselves.
I know.
Michael Jordan needed help, right? He needed Scottie. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I'll give you that. It's more like I feel like I trust LeBron. Look, the MVP voting came out today.
Yep.
All right. I was one of the 16 people who voted LeBron
first. You voted LeBron first. Okay. Good.
I did.
Why do you think people didn't give it to him? Is it the Michael Jordan thing? People are just tired of him?
No, I think it's the stats. I think Giannis' stats were so good, like average 30 points in 31 minutes a game, the efficiency, the defensive metrics, like, you know, by every statistical measure, you probably should vote for Giannis, right? I mean, they had the best record in the league, he had the best stats in the league. I've never been like, oh, we don't give it to the guy who has the best stats every year. We give it to the guy who's most valuable. And in my mind, like I wrote a story the other day, just about how the Lakers have become somewhat the no drama team. I mean, and you know, I saw that.
That was a good story, Momo.
Thanks.
I read some of that.
Thank you. Some of it wasn't that long. You know,
no,
you
I just, about... but I still, you know, yeah. my attention span, Momo.
It's okay. 500 words is all you need of that one.
Yeah.
That was good. It was like LeBron went to dinner with Jeannie Buss right in the middle of all of the turmoil of last year. And it was like the first time he's ever done that with an owner. And the first time he's ever really kind of made that commitment to say like, things go wrong. We understand, you know, but I'm rolling with you, you know, like we're going to be in this. And they kind of made a commitment to each other that they were going to stand by each other. And I just think I go all the way back to LeBron at Frank Vogel's press conference. same day Magic went on First Take and just crushed everybody, right?
Yeah.
And LeBron is standing there in the back with the neon cap on, like, hey, everybody, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not saying anything, but I'm being supportive, okay? And then a couple weeks later, he's at Anthony Davis's press conference. And I think you give him credit for all of this. All of the stabilizing that he did, taking the Lakers from a team that had missed the playoffs 6 years in a row to number one in the West, playing point guard, playing out of position for the first time in his career, leading the league in assists. Like, to me, I was like, that's most valuable,
Ramona,
as opposed to just best stats.
Ramona, the Lakers have six guys on their roster with championship rings. The only other player who is actively playing in this series, and the playoffs are left with a ring, is Andre Iguodala. Doesn't that make a lot of difference for the Lakers to have six champions on their roster?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it like that.
That's right. Boston has no one. Denver has no one with a ring.
Yeah.
Obviously, Miami has Haslam, but he doesn't play. So it's really only Iguodala.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Haslam, you got to still count him. But yeah, you're right. I think that matters. I think because when you've been in it and you've been in these pressure cookers. Now, the thing for the Nuggets is that there's no pressure on them. That's why they're a dangerous team. This is house money for them right now.
But the Lakers, they'll figure out how to control Murray because they had practice against Lillard and Harden and how to trap him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that should take Murray out.
And then the real issue, and then, you know, if there's one person in the league I would want to guard Nikola Jokic, it's probably Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He holds him. I read a stat. He holds Jokic to 37% shooting for his career.
Wow.
37%, Mace.
Oof.
Hey, impressive. Michael.
Yeah.
LeBron is one, JaVale McGee's two, Danny Green three, Rondo four,
right.
J.R. Smith five.
Right.
Who's the sixth?
Quinn Cook.
Oh, Quinn Cook, sure.
Got two of them. Got two rings.
Yeah,
two. Well, if you add up total rings, LeBron's got three. JaVale's got two, right?
Yep, JaVale's got two, yeah.
So, Momo, you feeling it? You feeling it, Lakers and six?
I said Lakers and six, and that was a conservative pick.
Yeah, I'm Lakers and five. I'm Lakers and five, and you said secretly there are people all over the league saying sweep.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't want to name names.
Nice.
What about Boston? Is Boston done, Ramona?
I think they'll come back. Uh-huh. You know, it's what's interesting about Boston is they got a bunch of young kids who've been in these spots before, and you know, have you seen their records? Like, I think they have all road wins, in quotation marks during the playoffs so far.
Yep.
They keep winning on the road, like all their first, you know, they
Weird.
Had the higher seed. Yeah. So I think that they seem like a team that can make adjustments, that they just need to get hit in the mouth once and then they make adjustments. They'll win a game or two. I think Miami's going to win this, though.
Hey, Ramona, the rumor is that obviously Pat Riley would love to get his hands on Giannis. But, you know, you look at that Miami Heat team, I wouldn't break that team up for one guy. They look like they're onto something special down there.
Yeah. How long is that? How sustainable, right? Like how many years of peak Jimmy buckets do you have?
Well, he's only 29, right?
Yes, a lot of miles on that tie. How many peak years do you have, Goran Dragic?
Well, you know, the way he plays now, he could play another 3-4 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing really well.
Yeah. He plays below the rim.
Goran Dragic is going to get, like, a giant one-year contract this year.
From who?
From the Heat, right?
Like, yeah.
He'll be 1 year, $25 million, something like that, after this run. But, yeah. I think I like that Heat team. They remind me a little of – I don't know, the Pistons in 2004.
Yeah, right.
Like they got, you know, Chauncey. Jimmy's like Chauncey,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And they just got a bunch of just scrappy guys.
Yeah.
The thing that scares me about the Heat is their three-point shooting.
They got bombers.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Lakers have been very good at defending the three. They were really good at defending it in the Houston series. They got better as the series wore on, of course. But
their three-point shooters aren't like Lillard and Harden. They could – break you, or Kyrie could break you down off the dribble.
No,
you have to kind of stand still.
Jamal Murray could.
Jamal Murray?
Yeah, he can break you down.
I'm talking about
dribble.
The Miami game.
Yeah,
Miami
okay. Miami.
You're talking about like Tyler Hero.
Yeah, and Duncan Robinson.
Duncan,
you know, Jay Crowder. They're not going to break you down. They're not going to break your ankles.
No, those
are
just
catch
and shoot guys.
Yeah.
Those are just the catch and shoot guys. But they're real good.
Yeah.
And like that, you know, Eric Spoelstra is a really good coach. So I think that's a tougher matchup.
So, Momo, you're looking Lakers Heat in the finals?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wait, no. It'd be fun if we were actually going to Miami for games 3 and 4.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that.
I
thought about all the reporters when I was thinking about Lakers Heat. All those reporters, that's like the dream series, right?
Yep.
Spent time in L.A., spent time in Miami. And now everything's locked up in a bubble and everybody's at home.
Yeah, what
I
a
know,
waste.
But I love it.
Michael with the Miami Hotel.
Oh, the Miami Hotel. I don't know, you would have cucumbers and a face mask on your face in the spa.
For like a week.
That's right.
Oh, man. When I go to Miami, I stay at a hotel in South Beach. Like, I literally could just fall out my out the front door onto the beach.
Oh,
so fun.
That's beautiful.
Well, right, next, hey, year, next year, these teams could do it.
Maybe.
Yeah, they can repeat when we're allowed to go to the games. That'd be awesome. All right, Mola, thank you very much for hanging out. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good to see you. I always listen to you on the radio. I feel like I'm seeing you more because we're actually talking and not just listening.
No, it's good to connect. It's good to connect. Momo, thank you.
Bye, boys.
All right, coming up next for you, Alan Sliwa will come in here along with MT. And we'll continue to preview tonight's Game 1 Western Conference Finals, Lakers versus Nuggets.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
710 ESPN, Mason, Ireland, what is going on? Thank you for being out there. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And you know what's weird? Normally September is like a dead time, right? We get the NFL and that's it. This year, we've got the NBA going to the finals. We've got 2 weeks away from the Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got the NFL going on and probably the Pac-12 happening around the time of October, everything simultaneously. Michael Thompson, it really is all happening, right?
No question about it. It's so much fun to sit down now and watch all this live sports. You know what, though, Mace? They've got to start letting the fan. Like the other day, watching the Rams game, you could put 30,000 in SoFi. Just spread you out like they did with the Browns game last night. This makes no sense.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah. 30,000
like
people
there.
In SoFi, it looks like no one's in there. You'd be so spaced apart with your masks on, you'd be safe.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely go. If they gave us the opportunity, I would go to the game.
Yeah.
I would go to the game.
If you could fly on a plane with a mask on, you'd go to a game spaced out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm being very careful. You know what it is, Michael? Is Alan there?
Right here,
hey,
Mace.
Alan. Yeah. What it is, you know, because I've got senior citizens in my life that I see on a regular basis, Juan's parents and my mom and stepdad, not stepdad, Leo. Because I see them, I feel an obligation to stay clean so that I don't pass it to them.
Right, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Mace, don't you feel, I mean, college football is kind of starting to, you know, obviously turn the corner. You just mentioned the Pac-12.
Yeah.
I don't think we're probably too far away, Michael, of, you know, maybe it's in the next couple of months or so where you start seeing fans kind of trickle into some of these arenas. Yeah. Maybe that's what the NBA is waiting for, if that's the case for next season.
Uh-huh.
But it is kind of one of those situations. No matter what you do, you got to be smart. You got to wear a mask. You got to social distance. I think you could do that in a stadium, right, with the right amount of people.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, and a lot of this is calculated risk, right? It's like what you're comfortable with. I've got a friend who died from corona. I've got a friend who had a stroke from corona.
Jeez.
So my view of it is different because I've had that personal experience. Lindsay was saying today she doesn't know anybody who's had corona. So that affects, that shades the way you look at it too. So I'm more careful, than most people, more careful than John, definitely more careful than you, Michael.
Yeah, well, I'm careful. I believe if you're around,
I believe you're careful.
If you're around people, you should be having your mask on. Of course.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree. Alan, how you feeling?
You know, game ones are always kind of a little nerve-wracking, right? Because
you haven't seen
– yes, we played the Denver Nuggets four times during the regular season, one time in this bubble, but can you really gauge some of that stuff, games back in December or February or whatever the case is? So a little nervous, but to be honest, I feel really good where the Lakers are. And, you know, Mace, you mentioned this earlier in your guys' show. You talked about how the best record in the NBA was the Milwaukee Bucks. They're out. The Toronto Raptors, defending NBA champs, they're out. And then the team that's supposed to be in your way of getting number 17, the biggest threat, the Los Angeles Clippers, they're out. I just see this Lakers team, six NBA champions, like you mentioned, Michael. Throw Dwight Howard in the mix there, somebody that made it to the NBA Finals. You got so many vets. I just can't see this team not taking advantage of this opportunity in front of them.
After the stall for small ball, big boy basketball is back. Yes, Dr. Ruth, size does matter.
Michael, I was thinking about something.
So Michael Thompson of you.
It does.
I think if you ask most people that cover the NBA to write down the top 10 players in the league, almost none of them would have Jimmy Butler on that list. Now, Butler did make third-team All-NBA this year, but would that make Jimmy Butler the most underrated player in the league?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. And he, if you put him in the top 10, I'm not going to argue with him. I love his game. He's tough. He's not afraid of the moment, as we've seen. Yeah, so some people – but you're right. Most people would not put him in the top 10, but if you did, I wouldn't argue with it.
So what is his – because he's worn out his welcome, as John put it earlier, in a number of stops. What is that about?
He's ornery, and he's demanding. And if you have thin skin, you can't play for a guy – or with a guy like Jimmy Butler, because he's going to get on. He's going to be up front with you. He's going to tell you what's wrong with you and what you need to do. And if you have a fragile ego, you don't want to play with him.
Michael, is he perfect for Pat Riley?
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Doesn't that make him and Riley a perfect match?
He reminds me of Michael Cooper, Kurt Rambis, Magic, that whole crew who could dish it out and take it too because they were tough-minded. That's why Riles loves him.
And it seems to me that, I mean, Boston could come back, but it's weird. We had Windhorst on today, and I said, Boston reminds me of a really good baseball team that doesn't have a closer, that has, like, nobody to end games. And Butler seems to be controlling the last 5 minutes of all these games. Is there anything Boston can do?
Yeah, like the Dodgers, huh? The way Kenley Jansen's, you know.
Right. That's a good comp. Yeah. But, Michael, the Boston's had huge leads in both games, and just like the Clippers, they've blown them.
Yeah. They got young. They're depending on young guys, Smart, Brown, and Tatum, who've never been there before. Sure, they made the playoffs, but this is a learning experience for them, and they'll be the better
Kemba?
For it.
Shouldn't Kemba be out at factoring in this?
Kemba didn't win a championship in college. He's a legitimate all-star. I mean, yeah, he should. He's 30 years of age, so maybe he should be that guy, right? But maybe he doesn't have that kind of mental makeup.
You think this confrontation between Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart is a good thing because it means they care?
I agree with you. I think it's good. They had, instead of keeping all those emotions bottled up, let them out. Let's, you know, be mad about it. Tell me what you think. Now let's go. This is what you think. Okay, let's go ahead and correct it. So I like it. Teams argue and bitch all the time when things aren't going well. You know, people like you in the media, Mason, you blow everything out of proportion.
You're in the media, Michael. I just want to make sure you know that. You are in the media, whether you believe it or not.
How am I in the media?
You are on the radio right now. You're literally part of the media moment.
It's different when you call games for a team. That's not the media.
Not calling a game right now. You're here opinionating with the rest of us.
Well, we're just sitting around having a conversation like we do on the road.
That's called the media. That's what we do all day. You're part of the media.
Hey, Michael.
You and Keyshawn. Oh, I'm not really part of the media. I just talk on the radio.
Michael, if you want us to talk to Amanda about only paying you to do the games, we'd be happy to do that. We'll take the opinion money off your hands if you want.
Well, the way they're paying me for doing this, they may as well just pay me for the game. I don't think I'd miss it, but don't tell that to Amanda.
No. All right, so guys, before we get out of here, fill in the blank. Alan, Lakers in.
I'll go six games.
Michael, Lakers in.
Five. I'll give the Nuggets one game. Five games.
Yep, I'm going Lakers in five games. And John?
Six.
Even though Ramona's speculating, maybe.
All right, and Mason, do you still feel, honestly, give an honest answer, that the Lakers lose tonight?
I think if they lose a game in the series, it'll be tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to win tonight, Michael, because Giannis got that MVP award today, and when the Clippers lost, I think it woke the Lakers up.
Yeah.
I think Lakers win tonight.
Yeah, they might look a little rusty at the start in the first quarter because they had a week off, but mentally they'll be ready to go tonight.
Okay, that'll wrap it up for us. We will be back Monday at 1 o'clock sharp. Make sure you're here. Lakers basketball is coming up next for you, pregame with Michael Thompson and Alan Sliwa here on the home of the Lakers, 710 ESPN.